systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Today is Friday, July 30th, 2001, and my name is Matt.
My name's Danny.
What's up?
Passing it over to Sean.
Pass you all know who I am.
Pass it back to me.
Matt.
Sean. Passing it to Danny.
What up?
How are you all?
Yeah, we're good.
Wonderful.
Awesome. I'm good. I don't know about him.
Episode 381, the Friday Night Show. Thank you.
381!
Thank you guys so much for joining us. TheJamHole.com/live is where you should be watching these at. You should also be subscribed with the iTunes and writing us rave reviews because, you know, we're a show, and that's what you should do for shows. 406-204-4687. Give us a call. Say hi.
Hey.
Say what's up.
I think that's 1,894 in dog years.
Nice. Thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, this is Friday, finally. I did not go to work today.
Oh, yeah?
I left work early Thursday because I'm like driving and I ate some food. I ate some chorizo burrito and my stomach starts feeling like you should probably think about looking for a place to pull over because I reckon in about the next 10 seconds you will be vomiting. And I said, okay, 1-1000, 2-1000. Oh, fuck. And, like, I'm driving down one of the side streets, like First Street West or some shit.
Yeah.
And there's houses. And I'm like, the last thing these people need to see is the work truck with my fucking head hanging out. It just projectile vomiting. And so I find one where there's, you know, a gap in between the houses. And I, right as I open the door, chorizo, and it was spicy, and then some rock star, and
that sucks.
Oh, it was foul.
I'm sorry.
And I got, like, really dizzy and lightheaded and, like, not really blacking out, but feeling like I might be passing out. It was really weird. I don't know what the fuck was wrong with me. Something I ate or something. But then, yeah, so I get back to the office. I'm like, I can't do this. I gotta go, man. I'm fucking puking, and I'm gonna pass out if I keep driving and stuff. So,
right.
So that was all well and good. And then I felt a lot better after work. And then today, we'll get to where we were at and everything and what happened with your uncle and all that. But me and Sean are talking outside.
Yeah.
And he's like, I forget what you were talking to me about. It's something. And I look over at him and I put up my finger like
this.
Like, one moment, sir.
Excuse me.
And I look back down and I just start puking again.
No, okay. Actually, you look back down, then nothing happens.
Oh,
then I
yeah.
start talking again, and then you
all of a sudden,
you didn't puke, you didn't yak, you fucking horked.
I horked. I ran horked.
Dude, it looked like vegetable beef soup.
It was vitamin water and
something
I
brown.
That was it.
No, that sandwich we ate earlier, is that what it was?
There were some chunks. I've seen it.
Philly cheesesteak.
Philly cheesesteak.
And it came out as nose.
Yeah. And that's fucked up because lately, like, I don't know. I don't vomit that much. Amesby says, enough with the descriptions. Brown and chunky. And I'll tell you, it tasted better going in than it did
bitter
coming
smelling.
Out.
Bitter smelling.
Right, right.
Yeah. Dude, I'm an expert at throwing up. Kay?
Lately, when I do puke.
Yeah.
Are you bulimic?
No, dude. I'm very good at puking.
Get it straight.
No.
Thank you. Oh, do you want this today?
Sure.
You
were still good.
You kind of ditched us on your birthday.
Yeah.
And I'll forgive that because it was your birthday.
As my present, I get to control the bell.
Happy birthday, Sean.
Thank you.
All right. So it was. I don't know. I don't usually puke that much, but when I do, I've been really good about not letting it come out my nose because that is the worst. And so I just let go. and it went out my nose, and it was so gross. And I hate that fucking, it's like runny and ugh. So.
God, dude.
Sean.
Yes, sir.
How was your Thursday and your Friday?
My Thursday?
I skipped out on rap night Thursday because I got a call from Danny. Or did you call me? How'd that happen? I forget.
Well, you left your car at work.
Well, you right. tell that story, and then I'll give the other side of the coin.
Okay.
The whole,
I left my car at work,
and...
How did I get home? I don't even remember.
No, I came and got
Oh,
you.
No, I got a ride home from work from one of the girls because the other guy that worked there thought it would be a good idea to park his car in back of mine and not leave the keys, so... They brought me, and then you met me up here,
right.
and that's when you started telling me the story.
Right, right.
What happened with your uncle?
Well, everything that I talked about on Wednesday, and then...
Right,
so
we went back, and he is still alive, thank God.
Well, no, dude...
No, he's not?
Yes, he's still alive.
Oh, ding that fucker. Okay.
But, no, dude, you know, we wanted to hang out, and then, we went out. We were going to go out to lunch or... Yeah, we were going out to lunch or something yesterday.
That's what it was. Yeah, we went up to Annis, where, if you already may or may not know, September 25th, the second annual Jam Hole Live Audience Show, a.k.a. 404 Not Found in the 406. It's episode 404. Thank you, Sean.
You're welcome.
Hey, I'm going to just leave the bell dinging up to you.
Okay.
Okay, you don't
so
have
you
to look
it
at me.
So jokes, right?
Right. We will get into some jokes eventually,
not
hopefully.
Quips or anecdotes,
no.
but just jokes.
Right.
Slapstick or pun?
Probably
either.
Pun.
No slapstick, too,
Slapstick
though.
Was last night.
Okay.
Oh.
Now, see, that was a joke. And we'll let you know about that here in a minute. Fuck. It was more like slap dick, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. So yeah, we go to Anna's and make up a pizza, and in the middle of our lunch, you get a phone call.
Yeah.
And it's the nurse.
At the hospital.
And now, from my point of view, I thought she told you your uncle had just died, because you started looking like that's what she said. Now, what did she really tell you?
She's like, you know, your uncle took a really bad turn for the worse. He stopped breathing on his own. He's in a comatose state. You know, he's hooked up to a ventilator. You're his power of attorney. You have to come down here and decide whether, you know, if he's do not resuscitate.
Basically, you need to come down and pull the plug.
Right. And so...
Right in the middle. Ruined a perfectly good lunch.
I couldn't eat.
I know. I couldn't either after that. I was just like, well...
Well,
should
then.
We go unplug something, or what are we doing here? So we end up going down there after waiting for your parents for the better part of an hour.
Yeah.
That's fine.
It's kind of gay. It's like, all right, come on, fucking get here.
So they get there, and we go up into the... He's in the ICU.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, because I don't see you. Because you're hooked up with all of these ventilators and whatnot.
I don't think they see you.
No, right. Very creepy vibe. Like, I don't deal well with hospitals, especially when it's room after room of just trauma victim and just mangled mess and old incontinence. And I don't like seeing humanity at that point, you know? Like, keep that shit behind closed doors where I don't have to see it.
Really? Because, yeah. Like, I really love to see it either.
Don't they keep them behind curtains?
They should keep them behind bars, but whatever. So, we get in there, and he's all hooked up, and...
You didn't see him yesterday.
No. He, what was it?
Fucking had, like...
I saw him today.
Yeah. When we got there, you know, he had actually come out of the coma. Fuck.
I thought you were about to puke.
I did too. I was like, oh shit, son.
I'm having wicked indigestion today, man. Like, fucking.
This house is a fucking big petri dish of new
cesspool.
Creative diseases.
No, dude, I have like acid reflux like a motherfucker, and it's been kicking my ass today.
You're kicking your acid reflux?
Yes.
Thank you.
See? You're welcome.
You're getting good at that.
Thanks.
Awesome. Anyway. So yeah, he came out of the coma and stuff, and wait a minute. Yeah. I just thought about something. Never mind.
What?
Nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, so he came out of that, and they were able to take the tubes and stuff. Or no, last night, they still had all these tubes and shit in and stuff, and like he's still kind of, you know, awake and kind of aware, but not really. You know, like he could look at you and stuff and like...
Right,
go, like,
but he wasn't calling you Dana. He was calling you somebody else.
No, he couldn't even talk.
Oh, okay.
Oh man, that's...
Can you talk with four tubes down your throat?
I don't know. He could talk with a couple dicks in his mouth. Sean.
Sean, yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, dude, you can't. You're not going to be able to. So,
you wish.
Ah, there you go.
Thanks. Okay, I'll try to keep those to a minimum.
So
it was really, really fucking hard and stuff. And the worst part about it, you know, was seeing my dad and shit.
Dude,
like that.
Seeing your parents cry is the worst.
Mm.
Like, I hate seeing my mom cry. I can't deal with it. I would just walk away. I can't see it. It's it's rough, you know? It's your parents. Like, why are you crying? What the fuck's wrong with you, you know?
Well, it's really rough when it's my dad.
Yeah, especially, yeah. I remember that. Like, dads never cry, so you know when they are crying, something's up. Somebody died or is about to.
I only seen my dad cry once my whole life.
When you were born?
No. Oh.
That's
there you go.
No, it was when...
thank you.
Actually, when he got the phone call that his brother died.
Ah, yeah.
That'll do it.
That'll do it.
Anyway, so yeah.
So we go in there and we see him, and meanwhile,
deal with all that crap.
And your buddy comes by on his scooter, his boot scooting scooter.
And what did I do? Because yeah, I was actually supposed to hang out with him that night,
right? And I asked you, I'm like, you don't want me here. Your family doesn't like me anymore. Your uncle definitely doesn't like me anymore. Granted, he's incoherent right now. And, you know, he should be here with you, not me. I'm the ex. He's the whatever you want to call it. Not your boyfriend, but he's who you're fucking. He's who you're seeing. So, it felt weird. And you're like, I don't want him here. I want you here. You know me. You know, we've been together for a couple years. You need to be here with me. And I was like, all right, that's fine. And so, he comes by.
Well, what do I call him before I go in the hospital.
Right, because he's texting you and shit, like...
No, I left a voicemail or whatever on his phone, and I'm like, hey, we can't hang out tonight. I'm sorry.
Or
I don't
tomorrow.
Know if I'll be able to hang out tomorrow.
Or the next day.
I'm like, I don't know what's going on. Some shit's happening. I'll call you when I can.
When the shit pops off.
And I didn't, you know, I was like... It was kind of like a nonchalant, like, fuck off, leave me alone for a little bit type of deal
right.
thing.
Sorry, you're not important, so...
Sorry.
Stay away for a minute.
You know, and... You know, after we come out of the hospital and stuff last night...
I'm not trying to make my ex jealous, so you can go ahead and just stay away right now. So, when I need you to do that, then you can come hang out again. Which,
no,
nice job, by
the way.
No,
we just put pictures on Facebook.
No overtime.
Oh, right, that works.
That
works. That made me so happy.
Well, come on. How many? I had to get one in there. Come on.
How many pictures you got up on Facebook, man?
Just a few.
That's exactly. I was like, I'll just get one. That's all I need.
That's fine. And that one did it. Thank you. No matter.
More.
No matter how much I tried to like bury the feelings that I have for you, like I can't do it. I can't. I see that, and I'm like, that's good for her. I'm having sex. She's having sex. But it's still, dude, something about it. I'm just like, that motherfucker. Get your fucking hands off of my girl. You motherfucking nice scooter, faggot. Get your hands off of my fucking girl. Oh, my Christ. So, I'm sorry. That was rude.
Yeah, if you're listening,
it is
a nice scooter.
It is a nice scooter. I used to have one just like it. Seriously. But anyway, so you leave him a message, and then what? He calls or he texts?
That's so
fun. I know. Thank you. Shit.
Wow.
James says, aw, jealousy is so cute.
Isn't it awesome?
Look, she knows I love her. Look, there you go. She's like, thank you. I made your work here is done. Here's your $20. Don't ever call me again, faggot.
How's it feel?
It feels
Dick?
Good. Thank you.
How's it fucking feel?
It feels fantastic. Thank
oh,
you.
Hey. You know, oh, no big deal. I slept with this many people. No big deal. Oh, I'm going to go ahead and be exclusive with him. No big deal. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and post Facebook pictures all over the fucking... Fuck you!
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
Yeah. Thank you. So, continue.
And now I'm going to fucking be nice to you.
And have sex with
and
me.
And be civil with you and pretend like everything's cool. Fuck you! How does... Fuck you! God.
Wow.
I'm is this love in the new millennium?
Yes, I'm a little gun-shy around here, and once we tell you why, you'll understand. But, so
you call him... outside the hospital, and, yeah, you know, we're sitting there talking to my parents and stuff, we're laying against each other's cars and shit.
All of a sudden, I hear this weed whacker. I'm
fuck? I've got my head buried in your chest and shit, like, you're holding on to me and stuff.
Yeah, like, buried.
Buried.
Because, you know, I'm consoling her, and it's been a while since... we've hung out and really seen each other, and, you know, it awoke a lot of those feelings, and, yeah, so I'm holding her hand, and we're, you know, kissing and whatever, and...
Mm-hmm. Here comes this...
Scooter boy.
Scooter. Skeeter on the... Skeeter on the scooter. Comes
I hear it.
And totally... I didn't know who it was at first. I thought it was just some dude driving around on a scooter.
Was he like, hey, bro, that's my girl, dude.
Get your hand... No, not
come on,
at all.
Bro.
Hey, let's keep one thing straight. He knew whose girl she was.
Yeah.
Okay. He knew that before he got into this fucking clusterfuck.
Yeah, because I don't lead people on.
Oh, that's... Oh, okay. Thank you.
You led him on.
Apparently, you talked to her more than I did, so...
No, anyway...
So he comes by, he sees this scene of me and you, like, holding each other, you're crying, I think, like, everyone's kind of sad because they just saw, you know, Uncle Wayne
in
fucking ICU with wires and shit all over him, and that sucks, so he comes by, and then what?
And I ignore him.
You were kind of a bitch to him, so don't talk to me about leading fools on, okay?
Hey, from the beginning...
That's awkward. What else can you do in that situation, though?
I told him
she
from
like
the beginning.
Held me tight, looked at him, winked, and then kissed me.
Really?
Hand down my pants.
Is that really?
No.
Hand you up. Almost
she
had
did
me
kiss.
Tell the pants.
She did kiss me though.
I told him from the beginning that I still loved you. I wasn't looking for anything serious. Shit happens, whatever. And I told him when I came here and stayed the night. I told him when things were going on with me and you.
Right.
I never lied. I'm not going to play these stupid fucking games.
Right.
It's stupid. I love you.
I love you.
And I told him, I was like, if he needs me, I'm going to be there. And so that's how it is.
And the same with you. You needed me and I was there, you know.
Right. And so...
Did you ever think that I would go to the hospital to see Uncle Wayne, who was sending me lovely text messages when we first broke up? Like, I showed you. That's fine. I was there for
you. You know what you did, Matt?
What's that?
You did what Jesus would have done.
I tried to.
That's right.
I try.
Go on. So, sorry, I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Excuse your face.
Acid reflux.
Fucking
man.
A, dude.
I gotta get that. I gotta get something prescribed for that. Anyway.
<course. laughs> More pills, please.
This guy. Like some Prilosec or some
shit. No, I know.
Shit.
So, anyway.
And so I, like, ignore him.
Completely. Completely.
And you're like...
Did you even say hi to him or like look in his direction?
I don't think she did.
Oh, Cole.
It was. Your
understandable.
He's all there like
my
hugging
parents
your,
are like, oh, fuck.
Hugging your,
talk to him.
Hugging your dad and he's like, you know, all buddy-buddy and everything. And that's cool. Your parents seem to really like him a lot more than, you know, they like me, which is fine.
It's hard to pretend you don't know somebody when they're hugging your fucking parents.
Right.
And shit.
Is this my brother? You didn't tell me I had another brother.
Well, I mean,
another
come on,
gay brother.
Give him 2 years. I'm sure they'll find something fucked up with him too.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure.
But
I don't think they'll get a chance. But yeah.
No.
So what happened? Come on. Come on. Moving forward.
Fuck it. So I completely ignore him and stuff. And you're looking at me. You're like, should I go away?
Yeah, I did.
Like,
I felt.
What should I do?
Like he's here now. Should I still touch you? Like what are the ethical moral rules of this encounter? I don't know.
Yeah, you know the most.
Amesby says they like him because Danny hasn't talked shit about him yet.
Yeah,
that's true.
Pretty much. And yeah, you know, I'm like, no, dude, don't. And like, I think I walk away with you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck this. And we go over and fucking talk and stuff, and I'm just, you know, sitting back letting him
just,
fucking talk.
Just me and you, and then he's over there talking to the parents and stuff.
Right.
And he stays for an awkward amount of time, like, okay, we're gonna go back to the apartment and have sex now or something. But, like, we're leaving together, I'll see you later. Nice scooter. It was a cool scooter. Those things are so fun, for real. They are fun. I have one.
Did he ever take you for a scooter ride?
He tried to. I was like, no, I don't want to get on that shit.
In your hair at 30 miles an hour top speed?
24, but yeah.
Oh.
His is souped up. His might go 30.
Yeah, his.
He spent a little time working on that.
I got a buddy. Yeah. His does 37.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I didn't want to get on that thing, so yeah. Anyway, fucking. Yeah. And I even tried to, like, make it kind of, like, apparent. Type of deal, you know, like,
well, you made it clear that you wanted me there with you because of the situation, and I'm not gonna be able to see you. And then after you tell him that, for him to come there on his own and be like, I had a feeling you'd be here, I told you I was at the fucking hospital.
No, I didn't tell him.
Was that your spider sense? Oh, really?
Really? I didn't tell him.
Thought he knew what was up.
Well, he knew probably what was going on, but I didn't say anything about the hospital. He just knew that's probably what happened. No, he was trying to be a good guy and stuff.
Of course.
And by and whatever.
And he seemed like a nice guy, you know.
No, he's totally cool. Whatever. And, you know, I just,
You were just killing time.
No.
And trying to make me jealous. Mission accomplished. I didn't think I got jealous anymore. I'm impressed. Very impressed.
I was not trying to make you jealous. What it was is you're like, you're too broken to do anything about being single. I'm like, really? Fine.
Watch this. I'm going to go bone down some dude. Watch.
That comment was what you needed to get you boning down on some dude. Kind of regretting that also, but whatever. That's fine. That's fine.
And, you know, coming over here 3 days a week for a fucking month.
Sorry.
And you're like, oh, yeah, I, you know, screwing this chick and did this chick and blah, 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 and whatever. And I'm like, okay, that's nice. I want to kill you. And
the whole situation was just fucked.
Yeah.
And it was fun, but it was fucked.
So anyway, we fucking leave. And we go back to where I'm staying at in town right now. Back to the apartment. And, what happened?
Did you bone down?
No. We were just hanging out there and talking and stuff, and then somehow we got on the subject of, you know, relationships and all that, and like, she's like, you know, I can't find anybody that is like you, or that I feel like I felt with you, and I was like, yeah, I can't either. And so, you know, we got to talking about it, and we're like, this is fucking stupid. We should be together. We're wasting our time looking for something that is non-existent, you know? Like, I liked the girl I was dating.
Uh-huh.
She was kind of young. She drank too much for my taste.
Yeah.
And I think she might have possibly lied about having sex with somebody while we were together, but I'm not sure. She said no, but the wall Facebook post begs to differ. so is
that the pot calling the kettle black?
Probably. But that's fine.
Hypocrite.
Huh?
Mm?
And so
in a roundabout way though.
So it somehow it comes up, do you love this girl? Or did you tell her that you loved her? And I said yes. And she fucking slapped me in the face so fucking hard. And I was like,
nice.
It was that one split second where do I hit her back? Do I break down in tears and cry? Nice. Or do I just walk away? Now, can you guess which one of those three I did?
Did you cry?
Yes. Bell, please. I absolutely broke down and cried. She started crying. I did not see that coming, dude. It was like, she was like, hey, Matt, what's that? Douche! And like, it was all slow-mo, like spit and blood and teeth all like, like in Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Was the room spinning a little bit?
No, but everything went black for a second.
Did she cheer up after that a little bit?
No, actually. No. She started crying then. She's like, because I was just going to leave. I was like, okay, you obviously don't want me here. You just hit me. Amesby says you were lucky it was a slap and not a punch.
You were.
Your dad said if it was a punch, you just said I can hit you back. But yeah, because it was a slap. And I wouldn't have done that either way. You know me. I'm not going to do that, you know. But so I start to get my stuff. I'm like, clearly you don't want me here. You just hit me. I'm sorry. I wanted to be honest with you. I could have lied and been like, no, I don't love that bitch. But, you know,
it was an intense time
that we spent together. And, you know, that's what it felt like.
Matt, what you should have said is, no,
yes,
I said I love her.
I love you,
two
too.
Two Fs. I
thank
love
you.
You, too.
Thank you, Sean.
You're
I was
welcome.
Pissed, dude. Like,
it was just weird because you went from, like, you were like, so does she do anything in bed differently? And, you know, we were talking about who we were fucking. And
right,
it was cool at first, but then it started to go to a bad place. And then that's when you're like, so did you tell her you loved her? I said, yeah, okay. And she knocked me out.
Because I knew that you actually had feelings for the chick.
Right.
And you guys were actually dating.
And I knew better than that. And that was my fault. I shouldn't have. I don't want to say lead her on like that, but I kind of knew that we were eventually going to get back to that. We do this show 3 days a week. We were just taking a break. Like you said before, when we split up, you wanted to still date. You
yeah.
just didn't want to live together. And that's what we should have done. And that's my fault. I'm an idiot. But so I knew better than to do that. And, you know,
but
it
anyway,
happened. And
yeah, when I asked you, I said, you know, I'm like, did you tell her you love her? And you're like, well, yeah. He was like, well, she said it and I said it back. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, how could you fucking do that?
And you just got all quiet. And then we went inside because we were outside smoking. And then that was it.
Yeah, you tried to, like, grab me or something. I'm like, don't fucking touch me. I'm like, it's fucking, you're fucking disgusting. I'm like, what the fuck? Fuck you. I was pissed,
yeah.
Dude. I'm like, how the fuck do you fucking give your love to somebody else like that? I'm like, I can't even fucking find another person that I'm attracted to at the moment.
Other than
like,
me.
Yeah, you know.
Okay, thanks.
But yeah, so I start getting all my stuff and I'm gonna just leave you alone and just go away because I thought that's what you wanted. And then all of a sudden you start like crying and stuff. Like, don't go. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. And I was just like, you just fucking slapped me, like, really hard, dude. Like, you hate me right now. And you're like, no,
back out of
I'm
my
sorry.
Ass.
I'm so sorry. And I was like, all right, you know, I don't want to leave. I, you know, this is stupid. This is so stupid. I deserve that. And so, yeah, we talked and everything was cool. So
everything's cool.
Did you bone down?
No.
It wasn't like that. But well, yeah, everything was cool, I thought.
Well, guys.
Is it cool? And so, before the show, because I didn't want her to hear it on the show, I called her up and I said, you know, I'm sorry, I don't want you to hear this on the show first, but me and Dana have been talking a lot, and, you know, we're going to try and figure something out. We're not going to date right now, but we're going to, you know, be more with each other than with other people. And you told the guy you were fucking that, you know, you're done. That's it. So,
yeah.
So it's just me and you now.
Well,
are
guys,
you cool?
That is a very beautiful end to a fucked up story.
Thank you.
So,
well, dude, fucking.
Thank you.
I thought it was awesome. I made you jealous.
I know that. There you go.
You guys,
mission
should,
accomplished.
You guys should write a screenplay based on this. Sell the rights to Hollywood.
Romeo and
Juliet.
Juliet. That's okay. Perfect.
Dude, you were listening to me when I was like, you know, the thought of you being with somebody else makes me fucking sick. I'm like, it's disgusting. I'm like, what the...
Yeah. Right, and I didn't realize it until I started feeling that, too. And that's how I knew. I was like, all right. You wouldn't just... If I didn't care about you anymore, I wouldn't give a shit. Clearly, this is bugging the fuck out of me. And I didn't think it would. Like, usually, I'm cool with that. And that, like, something about it, I don't know. I think maybe it's just because
it's you. Yeah, once you actually see it, it hits you, huh?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with her. I think it's you, you know?
Well.
I think that's it.
Well, I'm sorry, but you know what? Dude, the girl you were with, I asked her beforehand, before you guys got together, when we were still doing the open relationship thing. You know, I was like, are you cool with this? I was like, you know, I still love this guy, and he's still the most beautiful person in the world to me, and I don't feel like fucking anybody else. Are you going to be cool with this? And she's like, yeah, I can't expect him to, you know... Just be with me and blah, 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 whatever. I'm cool with it, whatever.
And yeah, then, and like, she was
the
dating.
Next fucking day, she's like, Matt, will you be my boyfriend? And then Cooper did it. I love you. Fuck you! Fuck you!
Wow.
Not cool.
Jealousy.
No, dude, that's fucked up. That's a...
See, and I didn't know you guys were having these conversations. Maybe let a brother know next time that, hey, by the way... She said that this was cool, because that's weird, like, to tell you that that's cool, and then to come over and tell me that she wants to be my girlfriend. Like, that's weird, right?
Yes.
So, I don't know.
Piss me off.
She's cool and all.
Really bad.
But she's not you. And I need you.
Oh.
Well,
so.
Sing it, brother.
Amen.
Should I just, like, veer away from that area of town?
No. Why?
She probably hates me now.
Nah, you should roll.
Why?
You should roll up in there with Matt on your arm and be like, what, bitch?
If she was having sex with somebody else and she was dating chicks too, like how, like I was, that was cool and all, but then to get, you know, upset that, I don't know, whatever. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to lead you on. I'm sorry. Ainsby says, do you really care if she hates you? You don't care.
Not really.
No. Okay. I care.
You probably
if she
like
hates
that
me.
Fact. Don't
she was
you?
Cool, yeah. And I had a great time with her. We had fun, but she's not you. And there was always something. Every girl that I went on a date with since we broke up, there was something not right. Like there was something missing, and it's not because it's not
well,
Danny.
That's because they were seeing you.
Oh, okay. That's
indicator.
There we go. Go ahead and ding that.
No, aneurysms.
Yeah. I get a freebie for that one.
Okay.
Okay.
But no, it was. It's not that I was trying to find a replacement for you at all, but whatever. It was just that, like, there was, they weren't you, and that's, every single one, there was, like, a list of cool things about him, but then there was this huge list of things that I was like, this is not gonna work. This is retarded. Why, what am I even doing here? I should be trying to win you back or whatever. Like, this is stupid.
Oh my god, that is so sweet.
No, I'm being serious. Like, I... Something was off about each one, you know?
What made you snap, dude? Like,
what do you mean, snap?
Cause
when,
like,
you smacked him, dude.
When you slapped the shit out of my mouth.
That snapped him right back into
fuck.
Reality.
And I'll tell you something. You ever hit me again like that?
I'll make sure I knock you the
I will
fuck
turn,
out.
I will turn the other cheek.
Did it turn you on a little bit, Matt?
A little bit.
No.
I actually
no,
get
dude,
a little aroused
I,
when I get slapped
dude,
in the face
let
by
me
a woman.
Let me be honest. I haven't cried like that since the first time you dumped me.
Oh.
Like, I was... Dude. That upset me. Just, like, the fact that you would do that. I was just like, wow, dude. We just had a domestic dispute. We just had a 1081 in progress.
Dude, with everything that, like, I'm going through my head, like, just spinning the way it was, and did you hear that?
Well, and that's
dude?
What you said. You were just like, I'm so sorry. Like, I am so overwhelmed right now. And, you know, I apologize, and, you know, everything was fine.
Dude.
It was just shocking. It was. I did not expect that. If I would have... had my face to you instead of my back, you cheap shot and bitch.
No, you
I
were looking at me, you
block,
dumbass.
Block.
You
block.
Were looking right at me.
Yeah. I totally didn't expect you to do that. And very impressive though. You're quick. Not as
oh,
quick
yeah?
as me, but you're quick.
Oh yeah.
So
felt so good.
Wow.
I bet. Thank you.
Hear that, everyone.
So yeah, this is gonna work out really well. Once you cross that line of physical brutality and violence, there's no coming back.
Mm. Was there any doubt in your mind that it would be me first?
Can you grab a knife out of my back, please? Thank you.
Oh, God, dude.
But are you happy now? You got rid of him.
Insane.
You got rid of him. I told her that, you know. It's just me and you. Are you happy?
God, if you don't ever touch another girl, I swear to God, dude.
Then please me and we'll be all good.
You're lucky I have self-control, dude. So
was that self-control? Oh, Christ.
I lost it for a minute. For a quick minute. About it, but yeah dude, come on.
So yeah, it was overall, I'm sad that it took your uncle dying in the hospital for us to spend.
He's not dead.
No, dying though. Oh. Like, that's what we thought at first, the way the nurse sounded and all that, but that's what it took to get us to spend enough time together to talk this all out and, you know, finally figure shit out. And the time helped, I think.
Yeah. And we're still not going to live together.
No, I'm never going to live with you again.
I hate you.
But I love you. Great.
No, it'll be cool.
So?
I can't come over here fucking 3 days a week and know that you're fucking some other chick.
I can't do that knowing that you're leaving here going to go hang out with some D-bag. Sorry. I'm sorry. I need to stop doing that. He's a nice guy.
All right, well, yours is a nice chick, but
keep your hands
fucking
off of my girl.
Don't touch my man. It's
don't touch
disgusting.
Any of my girls.
Maybe they can hook up now.
Off. Yeah,
we maybe. Thought about that.
Tell them to
we
call did. Each other.
But I think, I don't know. He needs a more masculine chick, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Well, look at the, you know, the guys that go after me. Come on.
Yeah. That's Oh, real quick, I just want to say happy birthday, Chickadee. One of our longtime listeners.
Happy birthday.
Oh, happy
DV freak.
Ugh.
Extraordinaire. Writer. Poet. Sad cutter. Depressive. Thank you. And, Sean.
So, you guys.
How are you, man? We missed
good.
You. Good. Did you guys see the jamhole.com/forums or Twitter on the TwitPic account? We got a picture of the neighbor's dog and the cat, like, totally just chilling. It was so funny. And the cat goes over there by the door and, like, puts her little paw in there and tries to smack at the dog. And this was the first time they actually saw each other.
Like hung out.
Yeah. It was pretty
cool.
She
looked at him like,
whoa. Whoa, what is that? That thing's as big as me, but it doesn't smell like me. What the fuck? What's going on here?
Little wow. neighbor
oh,
bonding.
I was just kidding.
What?
We all cut. It's fine. No. So, how was your weekend?
My weekend?
How was your week? I'm sorry, I haven't been to work in a
day. Did you go
day
through
now.
Some completely crazy
did you get,
traumatizing shit?
Did you get slapped in the face?
No, I didn't.
Oh, right, because you actually opted to not go out on a date.
That's
what,
right.
What did you do instead of going out on a date
well,
there, Sean?
I have to set a little backstory for this one.
Oh, please.
The year is 1998.
Oh, that was a good year, my friend.
Blizzard Entertainment releases its hit title, StarCraft.
Now, those of you familiar with Blizzard Entertainment's work, you may know extraordinary gaming
Warcraft,
titles.
Warcraft.
Such
Diablo,
as World of Warcraft.
Yep, and World of Warcraft.
That's right.
So anyway, StarCraft came out, played it a bunch in high school, the end. Now it's like 12 years later.
Played it a bunch in high school, totally didn't help me get laid, the end.
Yep, the end.
Fast
so,
forward, 10 years later.
12 years later, StarCraft 2 comes out the day before my birthday. And they're making out. All right, well, anyway.
Sorry. I couldn't help myself.
So, despite Matt's best efforts to stop me, I go down and buy this game.
By saying, hey, you need to pay for half of the rent now?
I'm like, fuck that. I'm spending my rent money on StarCraft 2.
Nice.
StarCraft,
dude. Nice.
And some Mountain Dew.
And so I'm like, dude, I'll just download you a legal free copy, and then you can just buy it from me.
Nope, fuck that.
And that's exactly what he said. Nope, fuck that.
I am buying that shit.
I'm gonna go waste money.
Cash, motherfucker.
Cash money.
So, yeah, I really played it a lot last night. I
He looked at me, he's like, I just played StarCraft for 9 hours straight.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
That was pretty sweet.
Oh, man. Had a heart on the whole time.
Okay. He's like, I missed that game so much.
I even had this chick calling me to come hang out with her. She never really goes out.
Really?
Know. Me and her have a little history together.
She finally found a babysitter.
That's right. Thank
wow.
you.
Wow.
And, well, she asked me to come out with her, and I was too busy playing StarCraft.
Are you serious?
To go hang out with this chick.
So you actually didn't do it all for the Nookie. Come on, the Nookie. Come on. You did it for the StarCraft, too.
That's right.
Now, was it worth it?
No. I stayed up till 5 in the morning, and then I got up at 8:30 and went to work at 9. And it's been a long fucking day.
So you could almost say, while I was getting the shit slapped out of my face at about 3 in the morning, you were leveling up gold mining.
Oh, fuck yeah. I was kicking ass.
Holla at you, boy.
Hell yeah.
That was pretty awesome.
Up my tech tree a little bit. Got some units down. Got my rush strategy good. I'm getting ready.
Amesby says one day, and it's already affecting your social life.
Yeah, by the way, does anybody want to buy a used copy of StarCraft 2? Because I think I should just get rid of this. $40.
This is your intervention.
$40.
That's amazing.
Why we nickname it Star Crack. Okay.
Right. Yes.
World of War Crack. Okay.
Wow. Anybody who plays those games knows.
Chickadee must play those games because she wants to know what race.
What race?
Happy birthday,
well,
Chickadee.
Well, I've been playing single player and you start off as the Terrans and I don't know. It's
now
different.
What is...
It's different from the first one.
What is a Terran?
They are... Okay. I don't have time to give you the whole story, okay? I can let you read the manual, but... Long story short... people from planet Earth launched a bunch of people out into space, bunch of convicts and shit. Their ships
Stargate.
Got lost.
Okay, I got it.
Their ships got lost for like a couple hundred years. They wound up in a different galaxy. And
word
they
to that.
Colonized there.
Word to that, too.
And those are the Terrans. They're all ex-convicts living in fucking the Corpulu sector.
Chickadee says, my ex pre-ordered it and got into the beta. We didn't have sex for like a week.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You play WoW, huh? I used to play WoW.
And,
Dwarf Warrior, what?
MDS says, Matt, she deserves our praise, being half of the jam hole hookup, and for being the one that does all the driving, since old Blue Eyes, apparently, is too darn lazy. Awesome.
What?
Huh? I don't know.
What?
I think they're saying you're a better co-host than me.
No, they're talking about Chickadee.
Oh.
I get what you're saying. Old Blue... Okay, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. That was a way inside the Jam Hole Nation joke. I'm sorry. I understand, and thank you, MDS.
I was like, I have blue eyes.
Yeah, no. Burger and Chick... Okay, there you go.
Well, right on.
So, anyway.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh,
that's
oh.
what he was... Okay.
Got it.
Are
okay.
we clear now?
Got it now. Okay.
Thank you, live
Whoa.
Listeners. It doesn't take much Woo! To train wreck a jam hole show, does it?
No.
So how do we even do this in front of
know,
a live
dude.
Studio
I
audience?
I don't know.
That's
hats.
Amazing.
We gotta wear funny hats.
Oh,
and
right.
sunglasses and shit.
Word. It's all about the hats.
Which I'm the only one wearing a hat.
So last
or...
night during my StarCraft fest, I realized something. I want to be a professional StarCraft tournament player.
Really?
So I'm going to quit rapping.
Really?
Quit the show. Quit working.
Sean, let's be honest. You quit rapping a long time
you're
ago.
You're going to... Ooh. Ouch.
Sick
I've got more
burn.
Fucking shows lately than
I
you
know.
Have.
It's because I work.
Oh. Well, so do I. It's
and
not very hard.
Podcast. Okay.
Hey,
I'm just
work
kidding.
My ass off
Actually,
for 20 hours a week to take that kind of shit from you, all right?
Listen here, you little son of a bitch. But no, honestly, the songs you've written lately, top notch.
Thank you.
Seriously.
Right back at you, buddy.
No, seriously. They're good shit.
I think like we're going to... It's going to be an interesting show on the 14th.
Yep.
Because we're going up with some reggae funk bands, some
shit,
punk
yeah.
rock, some...
Shit, yeah.
All kinds of cool shit. And we're going to have the emo, hip-hop, rap music project.
Let's talk about that real quick. It is Saturday? Or no. Is it... Yeah, it's Saturday, August 14th, right? Sean?
Yes.
Okay, and what's the thing called? There was a cool name for it.
It's
Bang
called
Your Head.
The,
and...
Bang Your Head and Shake Your Hips with fucking Dana's Band. God Fearing Women and Friends.
Right. Yep. And special guest MCs, Matt
yes.
Lee.
We're opening, by the way.
And Lyrical.
Like.
Lyricizal.
Lyricizal.
I shared it on the face on the Facebook page, so.
So did I.
Follow us, and yeah, you'll see it there. Should be a good time. Right now, I'm looking at 17 attending, 30 maybe. Nice. 152 waiting and 45 not.
We should fly her up. I think I'm going to have to fly her this one up.
You want to fly her up?
We need to steal all the Dragon's Den fuckers that night.
That would be pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Also, September 25th, Saturday, let's mention this again, the second annual Jam Hole Live Show Party, looking like 15 attending, 42 maybe.
42.
That's quite a few maybes. 325 waiting. So
Jesus Christ.
17 people, huh?
That's right. 15 for sure, including us. Well, I don't know.
Is that between
I haven't even clicked okay on
honestly.
It.
Yeah, I see that. Thank
is
you.
Is that between all no our problem. Pages? Like Dana's, yours, mine?
No, this is just mine and the group, the Jam Hole group. But
what mine is?
I have a feeling after today, a couple of those people may be not attending. You well, should still come, though. It's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
And it's early. It's from 6 to 10, so you can come watch it, get your kicks, and then go get wasted.
No, we're talking about the second annual live audience show.
Oh, wow. This is why we can't plug more than one event at one time.
Damn, son.
So August 14th, September 18th, September 25th, the Jam Hole, the Hot Box, and the concert. You figure out which one is where.
Fucking just come to them. Just go to them.
But yeah, make sure you check that out, thejamhole.com/forums, and on the Facebook group page. If you guys want to come, it'll be a week of fun. And like I said, if you come the Saturday before, you can catch the Roach Market, brought to you by the motherfucking Hot Box and me and this fool and probably you and Sandy. It's going to be a blast. A blast.
Totes.
So, was there anything else you wanted to mention?
I think there was, but I probably forgot.
Okay, well, if you remind, if you remember, let me know.
No, sorry, I thought I had it for a sec there.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
I found this online here. This is the 10 of the world's worst boyfriends.
Yeah?
I did not make the list, thank you very much. Nor did Sean.
It's okay.
No. Number one is Jebediah James Stipe.
I couldn't fuck a guy named Jebediah James.
Oh,
Stipe.
Jebediah. You call him JJ. JJ's. Jebediah.
Jeb.
Hit ahead.
Give it to me, Jeb.
Jebediah is the ex-boyfriend who used Craigslist to arrange women's rape.
Huh.
Okay. I'll give you that. Probably one of the worst boyfriends.
Yeah.
A Wyoming man was accused of posing online as his former girlfriend and soliciting someone to act out a violent sexual fantasy. The advertisement appeared on Craigslist back in December of 2009. Quote, "Need a real aggressive man with no concern for women." Read the post. Whoa.
Whoa.
That's hardcore.
That's fucked up. No concern. Women, you have no concern to me. My name's Jim.
Wow.
You can call me JJ.
Damn.
The posting read, it purported the author was a Casper, Wyoming woman whose photo was also posted. Probably not her photo. And 1 week later, a man accepted the offer, forcing his way into the woman's home, tying her up and raping her at knife point.
Wow.
Nice.
Holla. Quote, "I'll show you aggressive," he allegedly said. Probably not going to help your case.
No.
Yeah, probably not at all.
Out of all of the things you could show her, maybe aggressive, not what.
And,
but then again, that's what the ad said. Need a real aggressive man with no concern for women.
Probably not screaming, "I'm raping you," while you're raping
Is this
her.
Like candy? Yeah!
Do you like that rape,
bitch?
Huh?
Fuck it! That's awful.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, he raped her. The woman, in fact, had nothing to do with the ad. Instead, a former boyfriend had posted it soliciting her assault.
And I gotta tell you, rape really isn't that funny.
No.
It kind of is.
Unless. Yeah, sometimes.
Pretty
sometimes
funny. It's kind of funny.
Actually, Jebediah James Stipe posed as his ex-girlfriend and placed the ad seeking the aggressive man. 2 days later, she spotted it and contacted the Natrona County Sheriff's Office as well as Craigslist, which took it down and laughed about it. But Ty Oliver McDowell, 26, had allegedly already seen it. He emailed the address listed in the ad and told authorities that he and the woman exchanged instant messages. I love that phrase. It's like you have messaging, but this is instant. This is like right now. Boom! You got a message. See how I did that?
Yeah.
Boom! You got a message.
Watch, I'm sending three at once. Boom! There it is.
Boom! You got a message, Heck. That's instant
hey,
messaging.
Boom.
Boom.
You stole my boom.
Moo.
Hey.
Boom.
I was telling her this on the way back here. When I first heard your voicemail, which if you call 406... Sorry. I thought you said moo.
Moo?
Yeah. I thought you were like, moo. This is Sean. Leave me a message. Moo. I totally didn't know you were saying boom.
That's funny.
You're
that's
an
awesome.
Idiot, dude.
It I sounds, need to say it louder.
Call it.
Like, I got boom.
I need
from
to be like,
it.
Yo, what up? This is Sean. Boom. You've that's, reached my message. Boom.
No.
I need a message after like, the boom.
No, it's
boom.
No, it's not. It's like,
no,
dude,
it's totally boom, dude.
Moo.
Moo.
Sean, leave me a message. Moo.
I think I was really, like, depressed when I made that or something.
MDS says, Kamoo! Awesome. So, yeah, she they exchanged instant messages. She described what she wanted. Oh, boy. Ooh. Humiliation, physical abuse, sexual abuse, and gave him her home address. Only he was, in fact, communicating with Stipe. Not her. Not her at all.
That's like evil genius right there, dude. That's sick.
That is a sick thing to do, right? Like, you're sending a guy over to rape you, but it's not you, it's your ex.
So you're really
you're
sending them over
the
to rape her.
You're actually the rape broker.
Under the assumption that
you're the
consensual.
Rape middleman. That's true.
The rape middleman.
The rape middleman. Not to be confused with the pivot man.
No.
No. So.
Now I wonder if the guy that actually got to do the raping got charged with anything because
yes,
he was fully
he,
let on.
He was arrested. Or yeah, she gave him the address. He was talking. He thought he was fulfilling her rape fantasy.
Yeah, yeah.
He was arrested and charged with first degree sexual assault, aggravated kidnapping, and aggravated burglary. Stipe
that's
was
fucked up.
Stipe was whoa also arrested and charged with conspiracy to commit first degree sexual assault.
Do you think he'll get off?
I think he already did. Come
no,
on.
No, seriously, though. I think a lawyer will get him off.
Yeah, dude, because that's
like,
fucked
dude,
up. The guy who's trying to, who thinks he's taking care of the fantasy, nah.
He's like, dude, I was sending instant messages. It's instant. And they're messages. I can make him say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Go rape my mother. I mean, go rape me.
Come rape
I'll
me.
I'll be at my mom's house. I mean, my house.
Fuck.
I'm a 40-year-old hot chick.
Oh, God.
Come rape me. I want physical abuse. I want everything you're going to see on an episode of Cops Miami.
It's like, you know, you get there and I'm going to pretend like I don't even know who the fuck you are.
That's right. And hey,
I'm going to freak out. I'm going to start screaming. I'll tell you no.
On your way out, feel free to grab some fine china.
Yeah.
And hey, my daughter, totally hot. Feel free.
Wow.
Second bedroom from the left.
Wow, dude.
You're welcome. Number two, David Simmons. He was the man who sent pictures of ex-girlfriend to her family as Christmas cards.
That's
good,
awesome.
That's
now, see, after reading these, you're going to be like, man, Matt,
that's a good idea.
Actually not
no,
a bad guy.
Oh,
not a bad
was,
guy at all. Oh. He didn't arrange any
ideas.
Rape. He didn't. I could send Christmas cards of all of you guys, but I'm not like that.
And I could have you.
He certainly
of
would
your
never.
Pregnant cock before you got surgery.
Yeah, you and
fuck
Newsy.
You.
He'd certainly never rape either.
That's right.
Newsy has.
Thank you. So, yeah, he's 57
Matt.
From Murfreesboro. Took photographs of his ex-girlfriend without her knowledge that showed her performing sexual acts on him. Yes, Sean.
Oh, I was just going to say, Matt Lee for the jam hole.
Yes, sir.
He's not a rapist.
No, not
paid for
a rapist.
By friends of Matt Lee.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
paid for by MySpace and Facebook friends of Matt Lee. Awesome.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, after a nasty breakup, Simmons sent the picture to the woman's relatives as Christmas cards. Some family members opened the cards, while others were intercepted by the woman before they were opened. She was, like, on a mission, like...
Oh no.
Those are my, she's pretty hot though. I will give
well,
you that
sweet.
She's pretty hot so.
That makes it all the better.
He was arrested in connection with 8 counts of unlawful photography against his ex-girlfriend, criminal impersonation, and vandalism. He was sentenced to 2 years probation after he pled guilty to distributing sexually explicit Christmas cards. I like how it's not just sexually explicit material. It was like Christmas cards of your girlfriend.
I know, it's great.
D-bag. What a lovely memory she will have.
That's awesome.
Number three, Michael Vinson. He was the boyfriend who robbed his pregnant girlfriend for beer money.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
That happened here.
No.
Browning, right?
No.
That sounds like it should.
Paulson. Vincent's girlfriend thought she was ready to deliver their child and told him she needed to go to the hospital. Instead of taking her to the hospital, he punched her in the head twice, waved a knife in her face, threatened to kill her, robbed her for beer money, and hung up the phone when she was trying to dial 911.
And this is her
Can
baby...
Can I get an amen?
Amen!
Amen!
This is her baby daddy, huh?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
What a gentleman. The woman eventually got help and made it to the hospital where she was treated for the injuries Vincent caused. As far as we know, it was a false alarm, and the baby still hasn't been born yet, but we hope she has a happy Mother's Day. Thank you.
Wow.
Number four, Jacob E. Smith, the boyfriend who beat up his armless, legless girlfriend in self-defense.
What?
She's what? Nubs.
Nubs.
Oh, my
She's
God.
Nubs. That No Effects song?
Yeah,
she's
I
nubs.
Love that song.
There are very few things on this planet that earn you a one-way ticket to hell. Beating up a quadriplegic girl because she's blocking the television is probably one of them.
Wow.
Well, I know you can't really move per se, but
can you, lean that
can
way?
Can you lean to the...
You roll over that way. That's how they get around. They roll.
Oh, my God. That's
have
so
you seen
awesome.
The oblongs? Can they just, like...
Hop?
You know the dad... You know, the oblong,
yeah.
He doesn't have arms or legs, and he just, like, moves his
I
ass
I think that's
cheeks.
The picture of her, if you want to see.
Kind of.
If that gives you a virus, that's my bad.
This. I'm opening it on your computer.
Thank you.
No, I'm not. Okay, I won't.
Yeah, she was blocking the TV. Jacob E. Smith, who sounds like a real sweetheart, thought the appropriate way to teach his girlfriend, Tisha Bell, not to roll her wheelchair in front of the TV set would be physical confrontation. When is physical confrontation not the answer?
Probably not when the person
has no arms and no legs.
Yeah.
When she's nubs.
Right.
She's nubs.
She's nubs.
She's fucking nubs. She may not walk the walk. And she may not like to talk. But she sure knows how to rock. She's nubs. Fucking oh, I love
nice.
That song, dude. You're welcome.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, he hit her in the face 10 times in order... Well, I mean, where are you going to hit her? In her arm? She doesn't have one. Her legs? Come on.
Hey, give her a dead arm.
You got to hit,
dead
you
leg?
Hit her in the face. Dead leg, sure. Thank you.
What else?
He
Indian burn?
Smith doesn't deny the attack, of course, but is quick to note that he did it in self-defense.
Yeah.
Bell had both hands and both legs amputated due to a childhood illness. He also claims that she had been cheating on him prior to the fight and that the amputee also threw her bedpan filled with urine at him during the altercation.
Wait, how do you throw a...
With your nubs. You just kind of like flip
them. Oh, she's not straight nubs. She's got some...
Yeah, well, check this out.
Okay.
You take one nub and you put it like this, right? And that's your...
Well,
your,
I thought there was like...
That's your para... What's it called? The thing. The thing in the middle. And then you take the other nub, you put it here with the urine on it, and then you flip it, and it goes... That's how you do it.
The para... You mean the radius and the ulna?
Sure.
Is that what you're talking
now,
about?
Now, is she a paraplegic or quad?
Quad.
Quad? Yes. Okay, then she can't move anything but her nothing.
But her nothing?
But her head.
That's what the wheelchair's for.
Yeah, she can't move shit but her head. How the fuck do you throw
anything?
Yeah. Oh, Bell still plans to marry him, though. Of course.
Oh.
Quote, we both need anger management, and she needs a hand. Thank you. Number five, Dwayne Lang. We all know who he is. Dwayne Lang. She's nubs. She's nubs. She's nubs. The HIV plus man, HIV plus, who faked the HIV test to get his girlfriend in the sack, in the satchel.
How do you fake the
in the
fake
satch
the test?
I'm
you can't.
Sure.
You can't
somebody
cheat
else's
the test. Really,
somebody else's blood. I would imagine.
You can't study harder to pass that test.
A Queens man. Jesus, dude.
Actually, I think with an HIV test, you want to fail it, don't you?
Right. Yeah. This is a pass or fail sort of thing. Yes. You don't want to get the S for satisfactory.
No.
The A for effort. Or E for... Is it A for effort?
Yeah, it's A for effort.
But
yeah.
Effort... Okay.
Well, it's A thank for you. Effort.
Okay. He passed off a fake HIV test on his girlfriend to deceive her into having unprotected sex with him. You just hate condoms so bad that you're willing to fake a test so that she actually thinks she has AIDS?
Well, he does. Have AIDS.
You do.
He hates condoms.
That's true.
He has AIDS, didn't want to use a rubber, and wanted to fuck her.
I'm guessing that's what happened.
He's raw like, hey, dog. I don't have AIDS. Check it out.
Though, he was actually HIV positive. So, yeah, he didn't fake hers. He faked his to say that he wasn't.
I got that. You were lost.
I thought he tricked her into thinking she had AIDS.
That'd be kind of... Okay. Go on.
Huh.
The unnamed woman wouldn't go bareback with Dwayne Lang, 47, until he submitted proof of his status. So he we have computers now. Don't ever be like, you can fuck me without a condom if you show me a test that says you are negative. Okay, over here. Done.
Microsoft
Word.
Control O. Open.
Google him, find his Facebook, email every one of his fucking friends. Hey. You know this guy? What's he got?
That's the new drug test. Who have you fucked and what do they have?
Who fucked this guy?
That's right.
Let me know.
I want the list. So, yeah, he fabricated a document from the AIDS Center of Queens County in Rego Park saying he had tested negative in a rapid HIV test. The AIDS Center's medical director confirms the document is a fake. His name is even misspelled on it. You know,
wait, how did he misspell his own name?
He spelled HIV wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
HVI. I don't have that.
That's an L.
It's like, hey, honey, it's a lowercase L. I mean, I failed.
I mean, what did you
I don't
want?
Have it.
What did
I got
you
an
want?
F for fantastic. I don't know what that
I have
means.
Them both. Yeah. That's awesome. The HIV status was positive. In March, the woman got suspicious and he admitted not only that the test was fake, but that he'd been positive for years. Honey, I'm positive. Been positive for years.
Mm-hmm.
The HIV status of the woman who had unprotected sex with Lang several times is unknown. She doesn't want to know, I bet. Lang
Fuck
was
no.
No, I wouldn't want to know.
Fuck it.
Lang was arrested and charged with reckless endangerment and forgery.
If I don't know, I can't get charged with like attempted homicide.
That is true.
Mm.
I didn't know I had AIDS. I just don't like condoms. I'm allergic. Number 6, Santiago Martinez, the boyfriend who murdered his girlfriend for refusing to help him bury previous girlfriend.
Whoa.
Okay. Did you all marinate on that for a second? He murdered his girlfriend because she refused to help him bury his previous girlfriend, who refused to help him bury his previous girlfriend, who refused to help him bury.
This guy's
his
not
mother.
A good problem Damn. Solver, is he?
No, he's
just
not
keeps making
at all.
More bodies to bury.
Not at all a good problem solver.
Real ladies, man. It seems like
shit.
Yeah,
an American
the
man.
Big backyard.
Yeah, with lots of rose gardens.
Yeah.
Yes.
An American man described by a judge as, quote, a savage beast and, quote, the face of evil, was convicted of murder after killing his girlfriend when she wouldn't assist him in disposing of the body of his previous girlfriend, who he had also murdered. 28-year-old Santiago Martinez was sentenced to die by lethal injection after jurors took only 30 minutes to decide his fate. The first murder... Can we... Should we maybe make it, like, a rule that you need to take... If somebody's life hangs in the balance, maybe a little more than 30 minutes. Like, make sure you cover all the bases, right?
Nah.
Or just,
no, you
who cares?
That jury duty?
Okay,
Come
guys. I'm hungry and it's
I
getting
gotta go
late.
To lunch.
So, show of hands. Kill him.
Okay.
Okay.
Agreed.
Kill him, Judge. Agreed. I mean, Your Honor. We, the people. Just kill him. I'm going home. Fuck this. You don't pay me enough to be here. So, yeah, the first murder victim, Christina Wilkerson, 28, of LBC, was stabbed 20 times in the face.
Holy cow.
Nice.
In the face!
I felt like doing that a few times this last...
20 times in
brutal.
The face, dude.
I felt like doing that a few
Shut
times.
Shut up.
You know, it seems like there's a lot better places to stab somebody than the face. Yeah.
There's a lot of bone, like,
you know,
I don't
yeah.
know.
Ree, 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 ree.
I don't know, dude. Maybe in the eyeballs. But, like, in the, if you stab him in the head, that's all skull. It's got to be, like, in the mouth or under the chin.
Or a really sharp knife.
But still, you're going to hit that bone and snap the tip.
Yeah.
So just keep going at it.
MDS says, like, D hit Matt in the face! On this side of the face.
Yeah, totally.
And then felt really bad about it. Mm. Let's not remember, let's not forget that key point.
You're, okay.
No!
When you break down and cry like a bitch, what am I supposed to
do? Okay.
Wait, did you say like a bitch or like a boss?
I think she said like a bitch.
Yeah. Like a bitch.
Don't you remember? But you honestly, know, when you did cry like a bitch before, I started to feel really bad and all that. And
see, this is
you.
Why.
And then when you didn't, shit happens and I fucking just haul off.
This is why.
If you, I if just I let hit you, you leave and last you didn't time. Cry, if you didn't cry like a bitch, I'd have been like, fine, fuck it, peace.
Really? Well, then no. What the fuck are we even doing? Why did I call my girlfriend and break up with her? Thank you. You're a whore.
What?
You're a fucking whore sometimes. But I love you. But thank you.
You're supposed to say, but you're my whore. That's the
right.
Because
response, okay.
You broke up with your girlfriend because she's not me. That's why.
Well, that's not just why, but anyway.
Because I'm fucking awesome, okay?
You have your moments. You definitely have your moments.
You ain't gonna fucking beat me, dude. That's all there's to it.
Then after stabbing 20 times, he shot her point blank with a deuce-deuce. Mira Orozco, 24, the second victim, was stabbed and slashed close to 30 times in the face, neck, and body. Before Martinez pushed the mortally wounded woman from the car they were sitting in, then ran over her. Both murders happened within a month. Holy shit.
Nice.
Stabbed 30 times, shot, ran over in the car. That's amazing.
He must have been really pissed off.
That's brutal.
That's some anger. Brutal. After like 4 or 5 times stabbing, my arm's gonna get tired.
I know, dude. I'm like, I would just put it in your hand and be like, here, finish this. Number 7, Addition Thompson.
What?
Addition?
Ed Ninchin or something like that? Like
the Thompson Addition. The man who impregnated his girlfriend's 11-year-old daughter, then faked his death, then fled his home state, and had his family hold a fake funeral. Awesome, awesome.
Wow.
Buffalo man faked his own death after getting his girlfriend's 11-year-old daughter pregnant. Addition, Addition Thompson is now facing possible life in prison. Yeah, we should probably just kill him too.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 33-year-old fled Buffalo last summer and has had his family staged a fake memorial service. After being arrested, he has already faked a heart attack and a suicide attempt.
I bet.
What a big faker. How do you fake a suicide attempt? Well, I guess people do it all the time.
Yeah.
It's just called a cry for help, right?
Right.
Okay.
Or emo.
Number 8, Jennifer's boyfriend. The man who broke up with his girlfriend by leaving signs on a busy road. See, at least...
Nice.
Like, at least like,
that's cool.
No, that's like creative. Cold. That's good.
Jennifer, will you marry me? Just kidding. I'm breaking up with you.
Oh.
Yes!
Oh,
I bet this guy is cool as fuck.
Cool as fuck,
I bet.
Dude. The bee's
knees.
We need to get a hold of him and call him and have him tell his story.
Being dumped isn't fun at the best of times, but imagine one Australian woman's surprise when her boyfriend publicly finished with her by leaving signs on the road. That is so awesome.
How he did the will you marry me first.
I know, totally.
Build her up and then, nah, just
kidding.
I faked left, went with the right.
Nope-a-dope.
That's right.
And everybody driving to work that morning was just,
got a smile on their face. Totally smiled.
Laughing their asses off.
The woman named Jennifer's become the talk of New South Wales. Well, that explains a lot. The woman, after she was dumped in what could be one of the most embarrassing public breakups of all time, the mystery woman's supposed lover erected 5 separate signs overnight on the area's busiest road. His feelings started out as romantic with Jennifer, will you marry me? But then quickly turned to go fuck yourself. So.
Wonderful.
That's
Number nine.
I don't think he should be a worst boyfriend.
No.
I think that's pretty fucking awesome.
That's pretty awesome, yeah.
Actually, there's a note here. It says, later on, two boys admitted it was only a joke. So. Why would you even post that then? Are all these... Oh, these were all jokes. Ha ha ha. Thanks, guys.
Fuck you.
That's still funny, though.
Gay.
And I hope someone
still
does that.
Still good.
I'm gonna go ahead and... Since you take this... Yeah, road... Every day.
Yeah,
I think somebody will soon.
It's going to happen, I'm sure.
Totally going to do something.
Thank you.
For sure.
Number nine, Graydon Smith, the man who made his pregnant girlfriend sign a contract allowing him to pound her. I totally remember this story.
Pound her?
Yes. Graydon Smith's career in contract law is off to an unpromising start. Police were called to the Holler Lake home of 31-year-old's parents. There, Smith's pregnant 19-year-old girlfriend told that... How old are you? 31? Okay. His pregnant 19-year-old girlfriend told them that her boyfriend had threatened to kill her. She took these threats seriously because Smith had beat her up in the past. He'd also asked her to sign an abuse contract, a letter that stated he was free to pound on her as much as he wanted for perpetuity, so long as he avoided her
propriety.
Pregnant belly. Perpetuity.
Perpetuity?
Perpetuity. Thank you.
Word.
Yeah, I don't think that's so, legally binding.
When cops contacted Smith by phone, he denied the abuse, but strangely, he admitted to the part about the contract.
He thinks that's somehow going to help him.
Which, in a way, is an admission, or at least an admission of profound stupidity. For some reason, it took cops another month and another incident to arrest him after he watched him...
What?
This time it was his stepfather who called 911. The dad had confronted Smith after he watched him choke his girlfriend for 10 seconds. He was like,
"Whoa,
all right, 1-1000. If you get to 10, I'm calling the cops." 2-1000. Unhappy with the interruption, Smith tried to land a shot on dad's face, but only ended up with a glancing blow. When cops arrived, they found the girlfriend bleeding from the face with a contusion on the back of her head.
Of course.
Was arrested and charged with second degree assault, 2 counts, 4th degree assault, and 2 counts of felony harassment. And number 10, the last one before we get the hell out of here, Daryl Belk, the man who tried to pay the FBI agent $8,000 to kill his girlfriend.
Ah.
Daryl and his girlfriend had a tendency to fight a lot. It came to a point when she hit him with a hammer. Or so he says. Did she say it's hammer time, like, right before she did it?
Are you serious,
I hope she did.
She's like, it's hammer time.
Hey, Daryl. Hey, Daryl.
Guess what time it is.
Douche!
And then she did the hammer dance. She's like,
oh, well. Oh, well. Stop.
Hammer time. Hammer time.
Oh,
God,
awesome.
Dude.
Yeah, but.
Just imagine some scrawny ass chick and, like, her white PJs knock the fuck out of her boyfriend with a hammer.
Yes.
Blood splattered. Drops it, goes, have a time.
Maybe you can put that in your guys' screenplay based on your relationship. You can change a slap in the face into hammer time.
Hammer time.
Just one good swing.
A glancing blow.
Oh my God.
Yes.
From London to the Bay. It's hammer, yo hammer. It's hammer, go hammer. And the rescue.
Oh my God.
Can't touch this.
I'll have to practice my hammer dance.
Awesome. I'll have to break out my hammer pants. You got to have hammer pants if you's goin' to hammer dance, okay?
You gotta have the hammer stance.
Well, before.
You don't want to stammer like Lance.
No, you put your hammer pants on first. Then you get into your hammer stance. Mm. You turn on.
Your hammer glance and then you do the hammer dance.
Oh my God.
Good job.
People listen to this? Awesome.
What is wrong with us?
We're
awesome.
Delirious. So. I'm gonna go throw up again.
I'm on a 3 hours
time,
of sleep.
This time, yeah, me too. This time, I'm gonna switch it up.
Ever you were sleeping when I got home. You took a nap for the show.
Well, kind of, yeah, but I mean, like nighttime.
I hadn't
slept
at
check
all.
This out.
That's why I was out. Okay.
This time, totally gonna go reverse. I'm gonna plug my mouth and just puke out my nose.
Huh.
What's up now?
Disgusting.
What's up now, sucker?
Wait, are you
videotape
hanging out with,
that.
Are you hanging out with me tonight?
Yes.
No, let's not do that.
Are we? Are we doing stuff tonight? What are we doing? What's on the agenda?
I wonder.
I don't know.
You know what? This reminds me of, like I was talking to you last night. It reminds me of the episode of Family Guy where Peter and Lois break up.
Oh, yeah,
and they
yeah.
see other people and they get all jealous and
that's
shit.
Awesome.
And then they get back together and they're in the restaurant.
Right.
And, like, everybody who walks up, they just knock the fuck out of them.
That's so awesome.
You want to go beat the fuck out of our respective ladies?
Ladies. Ding. Thank you, Sean.
Oh.
Ding it.
Snoozing.
You suck.
That's why he doesn't. That's why I control the bell and
well,
the live phone line.
It's a special day.
And this camera and this camera.
Well,
is it?
We should get
it.
Is it your birthday?
This was my birthday wish, and you granted it for me.
Hey,
thank you.
I'm all about making wishes come true, bud.
I bet.
Thank you for doing the dishes, by the way.
No problem.
That was also a wish I had that you made come
that
true.
That I granted.
That's right. You're like a genie.
Woo! Oh.
So, yeah, this guy hit her. He was gonna hit a hatter herder. He
hit hatter herder.
By the time the cops got there, he claims she hit herself with the hammer. That left the cops to light him up on domestic charges.
Oh, really?
Right.
And he's bleeding from the skull. No, dude, she hit me.
She hit herself and then me. Belk wanted to make the charges go away, so he called a friend in California to ask for a reference on a responsible hitman. The California guy apparently thought this was something to avoid, so he called the cops. That's a dick move. And the cops brought in, of course, the FBI.
Uh-huh.
Belk traveled from his home in Vancouver, Washington, to meet the supposed hitman at a hotel near the Portland airport. At first, he wanted the fake bad guy to plant a gun and some heroin in her so she'd be discredited. Can you plant a gun and some heroin in her? Thank you.
Sure.
If somebody's dead, how are they discredited?
They can't talk. The dead don't speak, my friend.
I mean, how do you discredit a dead person?
I don't know.
Oh, gun and heroin. Anyway, sorry.
Anyway, thank you.
Semantics aside.
They're dead. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, he later on changed his mind. Quote, I hate this person, he told the agent. I wish they were dead. Go for the gusto. The full service delivery. I want her out. I want her gone. See? He agreed to pay the hitter. That's what we call it in the biz. He is the hitter.
The hitter.
She is the hitty. $8,000 for whacking his girlfriend. Haha. As long as he did it in April while he'd be on a trip to Disneyland, providing him with an alibi. Unfortunately, undercover cops posing as hitmen rarely end up killing their victims. Of course, he was arrested and indicted on 8 counts over his sordid proposition.
Root.
So, awesome.
Good.
All 10 right. boyfriends Stop. That I am totally more awesome and better than.
You're oh, welcome. Yeah?
You're welcome. Kind of puts things in perspective, don't it?
Mm.
Sure does. Not at all.
Oh, God.
All right, well, I think that about does it. Anything else before we get the F?
Yeah, out? Let me see that bell real quick. Fuck you with it. Hey.
Hey.
I win!
Oh, wow.
That was a joke.
Email info at thejamhole.com. The Jam Hole, Jesus Christ. Thejamhole.com.
I'm so delirious.
Is
I'm
where
asleep.
All our shit's at. I'm going to name this episode I Win just for you.
Nice.
Fucking heartless bitch.
I am. I'm so sorry.
I miss you,
Not
Kels.
Really.
Can I say one thing? Can I say one thing for we end
Please.
The show?
I think. What?
And now you know the rest of the story.
I think, dude.
Awesome. 406-204-4687. Leave a message for the show or call the show live when the show is live. 406-848-1739. Text. Whatever.
We're
yeah.
both total assholes. We deserve each other.
Pretty much.
Wonderful.
Woo!
This time, though, if you just stop fucking me, I'm just not even going to say shit about it, and I'm just going to go cheat on you. So I just want to make that clear.
I do.
And, yeah.
What do you want to die?
Saturday for the hot box.
To be continued.
I will kill you.
And next Monday for another ep of this fucking train wreck. Thank you. We love you all.
Goodbye.
Especially you. Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.